This is Talking Heads. Thanks for listening to our little show this afternoon. This hour on the programme, we're continuing our coverage, brought to you by PDMS, in the build-up to the general election. And we're joined in the studio now by candidate for Peel in September's poll, Leslie Hansen. Good afternoon, Leslie, and welcome to Talking Heads.
Good afternoon.
I don't know an awful lot about you, but I know that you're a dentist.
Yes.
And some people have suggested that sitting for politics in the Isle of Man is a bit like pulling teeth, so you may be well prepared for this job.
I've just started the election campaign,
yeah.
And I'd like to point out that I'm not just deciding to do this now. I've been monitoring the Manx government and what has been going on within the Isle of Man for at least 15 years. I'd just like to recount something which I think is quite important. It goes back about 10 years ago,
right.
But it is very relevant to the election that is taking place.
Okay.
10 years ago, a lot of people listening will remember this, a business plan by the Manx Electricity Authority to build a new power station, we know about it, a gas turbine power station, was put forward. And to pay for the power station, the Manx Electricity Authority put in a fibre optic cable around the whole of the Isle of Man, plus a fibre optic going across on the power cable, and they were going to develop a telecoms company, and the revenue from the telecoms company was going to finance the power station. Now, I've been on the man in line four times over the years, in the last 10 years in this. Anyway, about 6 years ago, more than 6 years ago, the Manx government would not give the Manx Electricity Authority a licence to have a telecoms company. And I wrote to the Manx government on several occasions, and one particular occasion over 6 years ago, the letter here, which will be in my website, Leslie Hansen IM, which will be coming online at the end of the week, I know in certain terms, I told them what I thought of the politicians. They were financially wrecking the MEA, which was going to, you know, basically the power station be paid for by the telecoms. Anyway, time went by. As I say, I was on the man in line several times. Nothing went on. I got no reply to the letter I sent to every member of Tynwald over 6 years ago. Anyway, 15 months ago, Alan Bell was on the man in line, and I rang in, and I was asking him certain questions. And I said to Alan Bell, I said, why didn't the Manx government, 8 years ago, whatever, give themselves, because the Manx Electricity Authority is a government department all but name,
yeah,
a telecoms licence? And Alan Bell said, it wasn't the Manx government. So I said, well, Alan, you know, who didn't give it a licence? I don't know.
Right.
Now, so here we have a situation, we have an election here, right? And people are being told, elect these people who are going to be in control. And these people, an admission, Alan Bell, who is an ex-finance minister, the natural fact, the Manx government isn't in control. Someone controls the Manx government. Because if the Manx government was in control, they'd have given themselves a telecoms licence, and the power station now would not be a drain on the taxpayer.
Well, one presumes that it was a decision by the Council of Ministers. I don't know, but I'm just guessing.
According to Alan Bell, it wasn't a decision of the government.
Right.
When I asked him 15 months ago, who was it, he said he didn't know.
Right.
Right. Now, the point is this. The Manx Electricity Authority, because of this, now has a total debt of £400 million. Did you know that?
I had an idea it was that sort of number,
yes,
yeah.
I've got the accounts here.
Yes.
Right. Now, that is a figure of £5,000 per every man, woman and child. And if you look at their accounts now, the revenue for all our electricity bills from the Isle of Man hardly services the interest and the depreciation.
And you believe that the fibre optic cable would have made that much of a difference if they'd have set up a...
This was the telecoms company. This was the business plan.
Yes.
Now, the point is this. On Alan Bell's admission, it wasn't the Manx government. But here we have an election saying vote for these people because they're in control. But the reality is we've now got a £400 million debt because the Manx government is controlled by somebody or something else, which no one will admit to.
And is that why you're standing? I mean,
No, what I'm coming to is, I'm trying to make the point that I have been interested in the government for many years. I'm not just someone who's just standing, oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
As it would appear a lot of people are standing. Now, I say the next problem with the Isle of Man government is we have had lots of revenue coming in over the past 5 or 10 years, more than we've ever had. But instead of it being spent within the island, it is, goes to large projects, and most of the firms tend to be off Ireland. So the revenue that's coming into the economy is then being taken out of the economy.
So things like the new hospital and the power station, that's all going off Ireland,
the money. More recent ones, all sorts of things. And the trouble is, this is why the economy has a problem. The people in charge, this is why I'm standing, the people in charge do not understand the basic concept, economic concept. If you keep the money within the system, the amount of government spending can achieve a lot more wealth. But what they're doing is taking the wealth out of the economy.
And what difference do you think you could make if you were elected for Peel?
Well, first of all, try to find out who actually controls the Manx government.
Yes.
Because do you think the Manx government should be controlled by somebody? That's not a democracy, is it?
Absolutely not, but it is also a bit of a wacky conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory. It was Alan Bell that said they were in control. They were controlled, not me.
Yeah, well...
I said to him, why didn't the Manx government give themselves a telecoms licence?
Yes.
And Alan Bell said it wasn't the Manx government. I then said, who was it? And he said he didn't know.
All right. That I'm saying is that I didn't hear that interview, so I can't comment on it particularly, but you might have taken him slightly out of context, maybe.
That's exactly what was said. Roger Watson was there at the time, and that was 15 months ago. So the thing is, I'm not saying anything.
Right.
I'm still trying to find out, right? And if it was the Manx government, that's even worse. Because why did the Manx government deliberately wreck the Manx government financially?
It might have been that they decided that it would be unwise to effectively unseat Manx Telecom as the sole telecoms provider.
Yes, and now the Manx taxpayer has got a £400 million bill.
How much would that have been reduced, do you think, if they'd have given themselves a telecoms licence?
Well, according to the official business plan by the chief executive at the time, it was supposed to cover the whole lot.
It would have covered the whole thing.
According to the original,
that was probably based on the original budget for the power station, which, as we all know, went well over, didn't it?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but it would have made a substantial difference, you think?
Well, I thought the original business plan was that it was going to finance it.
Right.
And it would provide an income for the island in the future. As I say, my letter will be on my website. It's lighting up at the end of the week under Leslie Hanson. .im.
Yes.
But to say this situation, politicians, you know, who's in control here?
All right, well, that's obviously one important issue. And so you want to be elected so that you can find out the truth about things like that and find out who's in charge.
Who's in charge? Because, I mean, this election is just a farce. If the people we're electing are actually controlled by someone known, according to Mr. Bell, not me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I think you might have taken him slightly out of context
or read his
words a bit too literally. I don't know. I didn't hear the original thing.
That's what I asked him the questions and that's what he said. Anyway, as I say, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
The economy has to be run more efficiently, and these people at the moment don't seem to understand the basic concept of keeping money within the system. In the last 5 or 10 years, when you read the papers, how many of these projects have been given to companies off the Isle of Man, and the money has been going off.
But could it be that that was because it was more economical to bring in specialists at building hospitals or building runways? I don't know.
Well, put it like this, the projects themselves, right, if they couldn't be done from within the Isle of Man, shouldn't there have been a question mark? Should these projects have gone ahead in the format way they went on? In other words, perhaps instead of doing everything all at once,
yes,
things could have been done in stages by people within the Isle of Man over a drawn-out period.
I'm not an expert in things like hospitals, but it strikes me that if you want a new hospital, you want it as soon as possible,
rather than doing it a ward at a time. We didn't need it as soon as possible. We had a hospital that was running.
Yeah, that was well outside of its lifespan, wasn't it?
It was perfectly functional, because I used to go to it.
Yes.
Perfectly functional. I say new hospital, yes, but we had one functioning. So there's not a question of we need it immediately. That hospital could have been built over a 5-year, 6-year time period with local companies.
Would it not have cost a lot more to have done it that way, though?
Well, I'm getting back to the point I mentioned before. The money would have stayed on the island, and therefore the wealth would not have gone off.
Yeah.
And this is the concept that I'm afraid to say, this is why the island was quite efficient at one time when we had very little money, because the money stayed on the island. And what's happening is the government is getting large amounts of money, and they are just taking it's coming in from the taxpayer. Instead of going back to the taxpayer, it's going off the island.
You're not the first person to suggest that maybe the government over the last 20 years has had so much money that it's not needed to be cautious with it, that, you know, they've spent the way out of problems. Is that the way that you see it?
Well, I wouldn't say they've spent their way out of problems. They've got themselves into debt. There's £400 million that I know about and you know about. That's the MEA alone. How much other debt does we don't know about? Well, we just don't, do we?
All right, let's talk a bit more about you then, because it's you that's standing for election. Your background, you're a dentist. Have you done that all your life?
Yes.
Yeah. And have
well,
you got...
Well, part-time, when I was a student, I was a bus conductor in Isle of Man Road Services in the summer.
So you know a bit about the roads as well then.
And I worked in the garage in Homefield.
Right. What about public service? I think you've served on some committees and things, haven't you?
Erie Cushland. When I was at university, I served on the Student Representative Council. Representing the dental faculty, 3 years.
You've never been tempted to get involved in local authority politics in Peel? Because?
That are the sort of things where, you know, I thought the people are doing a reasonably good job.
Yes. And is that why you're standing as an MHK? Because you don't think that the current government is doing a good job and you could do better?
Well, I'm very, very worried about our future. Yeah. Very worried. I mean, I have done my best in the last 10 or 15 years, writing letters to every member of Tynwald when there's problems I've seen. And a number of times, well, most of the times, you don't even get a reply.
Really? Well, that's just rude, isn't it?
Not even saying, we acknowledge receipt of your letter.
Yes.
I mean, this particular letter I was sent over 6 years ago, telling them what I thought, how terrible the things were going on at the MEA. Every member of Tynwald, not one reply.
See, that's just rude. I mean, if you only got an acknowledgement, it would be fine, wouldn't it?
I mean, there's only about one person ever replies to my letters or just acknowledges them, and that's Peter Caron. Mm.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that we face? People talk about the VAT black hole, the fact that we've got to save a lot of money in the future. Do you see that as the biggest challenge that we've got at the moment?
Financially, yes. We've seen the kind of politics across in the UK, when you've got the two major governments, and every election before they say they're going, oh, it's hospital schools.
Yeah.
They're going to be better, they're not the worst. The reason is because they haven't got the money.
Yeah.
And so you're well politicians saying, I want this and I want that and I want the other. But the money's not there, it's not there. And the thing is that people become very cynical when before elections you get part of the same politicians coming out the same diatribe. But in actual fact, they know very well it's not going to happen because they haven't got the money. And the thing is, money is everything. I mean, to quote, was it Bill Clinton? It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
When he was standing for president.
Yeah.
And that's the end. If you haven't got the money, you there's no promises.
Do you think it might be good for the Isle of Man government, though, to have to cut its cloth according to its income, to its means over the next few years?
It used to.
It did, but it's probably not had to do that for 20 years because there's been so much money in the system.
Well, because they've been running up debts. I mean, this is the only debt, this is 400 million we know about.
So do you think that the current problems might be good for us long term, in that people are just going to have to get sharper, they're going to have to make sure that they get more for the money in future?
Very much so. But as I say, unfortunately, any incoming administration is going to have to deal with the current problems, plus they're going to have to bail out all the debt of the previous administration.
Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
You're listening to Talking Heads, and our election candidate today is Leslie Hansen, who's standing in the constituency of Peel on September the 29th. Have you actually been out on the doorstep yet, Leslie? Have you been talking to the people of Peel?
I talk to a lot of people all the time. I don't have to have an election to talk to people.
Yeah, but they can't talk back to you because you've got the mouth propped
open. No, I'm not talking about in the surgery. I'm talking about around Peel. I'm always walking around Peel.
Right.
Most people in Peel know me. But as I say, I don't have to be standing in an election to talk to people in Peel.
If you're elected on September the 29th, will you give up your dental practice?
I'm only part-time. I went part-time 10 years ago.
Yes.
I only do a couple of hours a day. I can just shift it around. But I've been winding it down a bit in preparation for this, yes.
So you'd still keep your hand in,
so to
speak?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about MHK salaries? Because some people, it would be a significant pay rise if they were elected to the House of Keys. I'm guessing in your case, it would be a significant pay drop.
I don't know what the people in the Keys earn, so I couldn't really comment on that.
About 42 grand a year?
Yes. But I, as I say, I'm carrying on with my job, so that's not not relevant.
All right. We've talked about your concerns about this MEA thing. What are the other main planks of your election campaign, would you say?
Basically, we've got to look at everything, particularly as regards Peel. There's a lot of potential for doing things for Peel which do not cost a lot. I won't be mentioning them today because they'll be in my manifesto. But I think most people have to realise, local authorities and people, that saying what's the government going to do about it, the government may not have the money to do about it, do anything about it. But a lot of things can be done. When people get together and say, right, we'll form a charity trust or something like that, and if you get a lot of people motivated, and we've got a lot of people in the Isle of Man who like to donate to things, a lot of things can be done without government assistance or without direct government money, which can help Peel in a lot of ways. And I have some ideas. I say they'll be in my manifesto.
Well, you can talk to us about it now because you're talking to the same people.
I don't want to kind of tell people in advance what's in my manifesto, all right?
All right, it's a secret. Interesting.
It'll come out soon enough.
You've lived and worked in Peel for 30 years. Do you think that the town's changed for the better or the worse? The city?
City, very right.
Yeah.
Basically, we've had the estates. That's brought people to Peel. Unfortunately, and it's nothing to do with Peel, this, but I did have it in my manifesto, not an awful lot of people in Peel have to work in Douglas because job opportunities aren't in Peel. Now, the government, for the last, I can go back to the 80s, when they were saying that government offices, and they should encourage businesses to open up offices outside the Douglas area.
Yeah.
Everyone living outside the Douglas area has been saying this, but it just never seems to happen.
You've got DEFA out there at St John's, haven't
you? It's only just. That building was only completed about 6 months ago, but that's St John's, not Peel.
Right.
So, in actual fact, we're trying to, or I'd like to try to encourage Peel, more jobs in Peel. But again, it's not easy. People do not like moving outside Douglas. I mean, it's just a fact.
Well, it is, and it's a fact for clear and sensible reasons, I think, especially government. You know, why would you want to spread the government right around the Isle of Man? Because people need to talk to each other.
I've heard this is a fact. This is what we're up against. Peel also, a major part of Peel is the fishing industry. There are things that could be done in that direction which would not cost the government money,
yes,
but would bring in a lot more revenue and jobs in Peel.
Things like what?
Altering certain agreements.
Right. And are we in a position to do that?
We can in a position to unilaterally do what we want.
Ah, right, OK. Well, that brings us on to an interesting point then. What do you think about the Isle of Man becoming independent?
The word independence, I mean, independent of what?
Of the UK, of the Crown dependency.
Yes, so in other words, we're dependent. I mean, you can't have independence without economic independence. I mean,
and we would. I mean, at the moment we set our own taxes, but if we were fully independent...
We have to be financially viable. And I think this is the most important thing. If we want to go down that road, which I can see we may have to, not because so much we want to, but because England particularly starts going very, very financially bad.
Yes.
There's potential for serious trouble there. And we may have to do it, but we must make sure that the economy is on a completely sound footing so we can stand on our own 2 feet.
And how can we do that? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about diversification of the Isle of Man's economy over the last few years. Some people say that it's actually been done quite well. We've got the space industry, we've got the e-gaming, we've got all sorts of things now that we didn't have 5-10 years ago. Do you think the government's done enough to diversify?
Very hard to diversify and dictate a path.
Mm.
It's best to provide an environment, economic and for technical ability of the people, educational environment, so people want to come here.
And that's what they would say they've done. Do you think they've done a good job?
I think there's a lot of improvements to be done, but also comes down to the fact that we're talking about independence or economic independence. One has to question the value of the Common Purse Agreement.
Right.
I mean, is there a financial logic in entering into a revenue-sharing agreement with an economy that basically is going downhill fast.
Well, there certainly has been over the last however many years, because yes, we've done very well out of it. But
the thing is, the UK economy, as I say, it's changing rapidly.
Yeah. Back to Peel, yeah, then, away from national issues. There's been quite a bit of money spent on Peel in recent years. Do you think that the regeneration there is working to the advantage of the town?
For some people, yes. But as I say, unfortunately, just the way it is, an awful lot of people who live in Peel have to work in Douglas.
Yeah.
You know, they don't actually live in Peel, work in Peel. No, I do. And quite a few other people do. And yes, it's worked very well for us, I think. It has attracted, I know for a fact, people coming out socialising. Peel is now very much, a lot of people now come from Douglas.
Yeah.
Specifically to go out for a night in Peel, because they find it is very, very, how can I put it? They like the atmosphere.
Is it maybe true that there are two Peels now? You've got Old Peel and you've got Balawattleworth and the estates?
Not really, because though you've got the Balawattleworth estate, you've got the parents who perhaps work in Douglas, but the children who are growing up, they're going to school. Right? And of course, the children play together and hang around together. So for children, there's one Peel.
Yeah. Your mother was a Tynwald member, I think, as well, wasn't she, some time ago? So it strikes me that maybe politics is in the blood. I just wonder why you've waited so long to get involved in it.
I should think it's because for the past, well, for many years, the Manx government has been doing a reasonable job.
Yes.
Unfortunately, in the last particularly 5 years, I have got very worried, 5 to 10 years, and things have been coming to head, and this is when I decided I think things have to be changed.
And you want to do that from the inside, clearly.
Well, I've been trying to do it from the outside for over 10 years.
And that's not worked.
Well, it's not worked very well.
OK, what are the main planks of your campaign then, apart from these concerns that you've expressed already? What will you be doing if you're elected on the 29th?
On the 29th of
September. What are your main targets, if you like, if you're elected?
Well, basically making a sound economic environment for people to prosper in Peel. Now, people say,
but if you're a new member, can you do that? I mean, it's a bit of an airy-fairy thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, the point is, and this is what I've said in my manifesto, people must ask themselves, are the Peel politicians who got us into this financial mess the best people to get us out? As one person, I can't do much. And if people who are there, who've made such a mess, remain, my hands will be tied, or I'm limited what I can do.
Well, on that basis, did you feel at any point that you might want to become allied with any of these political groupings that we've got in Ireland?
I don't think you need to be allied to any political grouping. What you need to be allied to are people who are standing for the first time. I mean, one of the things which differs, people have different views upon, between the ones that are already there and the ones that are coming in. The ones that are already there have a vested interest in covering up how much financial problems we've got, whereas the people, new people coming in have a vested interest in getting it out in the open and then saying, look, we didn't do this and we're trying our best to sort it out. So the more new people can be elected in, the more chance I've got of trying to get this thing sorted out.
But just looking at the flip side of that, isn't the worry that if we do elect a whole load of new members who haven't served in politics before, it's going to take an awful long time for them to get up to speed with the way that politics works in the Isle of Man? And at the time that we need strong leadership, we've got an awful lot of new boys learning the ropes.
Well, personally, I don't think any new people coming in could do a worse job than the people already there.
Yeah, but you say that, you know, for the last however many years, you think the government's done a fairly good job, so it's recently, isn't it?
I was just going to say, up until the last 5 or 10 years, yes.
Yes.
The last 5 or 10 years, I'm afraid no one could do a worse job if they tried.
You feel that strongly about it?
That's why I'm standing.
David Cannon said, I think, that he thought it was the worst government in living memory. Do you share that view?
I don't think it's the worst. We've just had no government.
But do you not think that that's unfair, maybe? Because, like you say, that you felt that the government had been doing a good job. It's only recently that you feel that it's not been doing a good job. Isn't that because of external influences and factors beyond their control?
The MEA wasn't beyond their control.
Sure. But once you're elected, you might find out the reason behind that and decide, oh, well, yeah, I can understand it now. Isn't your concern just that that nobody's telling you the truth about it or giving you the answers that you want?
The question is, why aren't they giving me the answers? What's stopping them?
Okay, well, we're almost out of time. So, Leslie Hansen, tell us why the people of Peel should vote for you on September the 29th.
Because people, as I say, people say, what's the government going to do for you? But I'm four generations Peel. I can go back to my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
And I know the people of Peel. People in Peel don't want the government doing things for them. They just want government to get out of the way so the people in Peel can do it for themselves.
So you see the government as a facilitator rather than as a...
Well, at the moment, for most people in Peel, that's our personality. They just get in the way.
All right. Leslie Hansen, it's been interesting talking to you. Thank you very much for coming in. I'm sure we'll talk again before the election. Thank you.